being subjected to torture and other forms of ill treatment, no?
Yeah.
And that's something prohibited by the European Convention
so
on Human Rights.
So legally you're safe, but in the meantime you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And more or less you're stuck in Utrecht.
Yeah, I have some legal advantage here.
Yeah.
I'm stuck, yes. And I have legal advantage, and that makes my situation, even in real terms, mm-hmm. better than elsewhere, because elsewhere I'd be more uncertain.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here, because this is where I got the court decisions that I am a recognized political refugee and that I am protected by the European Convention on Human Rights. If I transfer,
yeah.
then the terms of the Schengen Agreement would come upon. Even if I transfer only to another European government,
yeah. Yeah.
without any kind of assurance that I can go to the safety of the Netherlands,
yeah.
I'm in danger. Right?
Yeah, if
I go to, let's say, even only Belgium without laissez-passer mm-hmm. and the Trocaire visum, Belgium might just at least threaten me.
Yeah.
Because I would be going to court, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, the threat and the bullying will occur, no? That I would be threatened with being sent back to the Philippines or sent to another country.
What does... How do you keep up? What's your drive to go on?
Well, of course, I believe that the Philippines, I have a patriotic mm-hmm. And progressive ideas and sentiments, no? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I would like the Philippines to be free from foreign domination
mm-hmm.
and from the oppression and exploitation by the corrupt bureaucrats and the exploiting classes mm-hmm. Of big compradors and landlords. These are very backward. They're not even industrial bourgeoisie, no?
Mm-hmm.
These are very backward exploiting classes.
Villains.
And they keep the country, yeah?
You're criminals.
Yes, in effect, yes. They're the worst criminals. They subject the people to quick death in the form of dramatic human rights violations, which you can see easily, as well as to slow death. I'm just borrowing a phrase from Senator Jambi Madrigal, who visited us recently.
Mm-hmm.
He says, daily exploitation is its own violence, and it is even slow death. No? When you squeeze the sweat and blood of someone, you don't give him his due wages
mm-hmm.
Just to increase your profits. You make people live on less than $2 a day. Most people in the Philippines live on less than $2.
Mm-hmm.
$2 is just how many?
One third
of a pack of Marlboro cigarettes here, or how many? Coffee. the
one coffee a day. You think there should be a revolution in the government, in the setup of the government?
It's not a question of my wishing. There's already an armed revolution going in the Philippines, and it's being blamed on me.
Yeah, it's being.
Yes.
Do you think it's possible to change all that from Utrecht? Yeah, I guess you think this, but is
oh, it, as far as we in Utrecht are concerned, we are trying to play our role in the peace negotiations. We
yeah.
are trying to.
But don't you think it's frustrating to be thousands of kilometers away from where?
No, but we here are trying to conform to the Hague Joint Declaration. Yeah? That mm-hmm. should honor the Dutch, no? Because
mm-hmm.
it's an agreement between the NDF, the National Democratic Front of the Philippines, and the Manila government to engage in peace negotiations and address the root causes of the armed conflict by negotiating and agreeing on reforms. The two sides succeeded in mm-hmm. making an agreement on human rights and international humanitarian law.
Mm-hmm.
And they are supposed to discuss social and economic reforms. But
yeah.
The peace negotiations have been paralyzed by this terrorist listing.
Yeah.
After social economic reforms, political reforms, and then that's the third item in the agenda. Fourth item in the agenda is properly ending the armed conflict and properly arranging the armed forces on both sides.
Does the statement of the EU, does it stand in the way of you playing a role in that peace process?
Well, the European Parliament has been...
That Mr. Cisson is a terrorist. Does that sound
that
way?
One. Well, the Council of the European Union is not being helpful. Mm-hmm. It helps the ultra-reactionary forces in the Philippines to paralyze, to sabotage the peace negotiations. Because, you know, if you put the CPP, NPA, and the consultant, NDF consultant in the terrorist list, that obstructs the peace negotiations.
Yeah.
And the Council of the European Union is quite dumb in that respect, and it goes against the wishes of the European Parliament.
Yeah.
You know, the European Parliament made resolutions in, if I remember right, 1998 and 1999, the European Parliament made resolutions supporting the peace negotiations. And even Prime Minister Kok and here in the Netherlands made commitments to support the peace negotiations. So the Council of the European Union, and you know, the Norwegian government is irritated by the fact that the Council of the European Union has undertaken actions that run counter to the spirit and conditions, good conditions for peace negotiations.
Yeah, it's obstructing you. Why is it that the Court of Rule said you should be off the list?
Why the court?
Yeah, the court decided to put you off the list of the terrorists. That there was no legal base to have you on that list. But still, they put you right back on.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Oh, well, the council can say, so we haven't seen yet the, it can argue, it did not see yet the decision on June 28th when it put me back in the list. The council can say it did not see the decision yet, which would come out only on the 11th of July. So, but anyway, if you go to the decision of the court of the European Court for first instance, there are 3 points there. My right to defense has been violated. Then the council did not fulfill the obligation to state the reasons for putting me on the list, and then also violated is my right to judicial protection. So some people will say, oh, but now the council has adopted a new procedure, and so therefore nothing is being violated. No, the court is clear. No? Those are, whatever procedure is there, it is merely an attempt to comply with just one of the terms of the rulings of the European Court of First Instance. And then you see on April, I received a letter from the Council on April 23. And there's an attempt there to state the reasons why I am blacklisted.
Yeah.
An attempt, I say. But the attempt is very bad, no?
Because so they're trying, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Don't they want?
It doesn't work because they just repeated lies already made by the Council to the European Court of First Instance. Those it repeated those two lies I pointed to, that I am head of the NPA responsible for its acts, and then two, that court decisions which are actually in my favor are misrepresented as indicating that I am a terrorist. No?
Yeah.
So, and then we made a full reply on May 22. Mm-hmm. But still, the Council made a made its decision on June 28 to put me on the blacklist.
And right now, you're still on it.
I have
right
no now. Effective weapon, no?
Yeah.
Against the this bad decision of the Council. I have now the European Court of First Instance judgment, at least.
Okay. So, but right now, as we speak, you're still on the blacklist, aren't you?
We have now, as I told you, I have now an effective weapon.
Yeah, but still, you are right now, as we
speak. Yes, and I should be complaining about it, and my lawyer and I would be making a letter of demand to the Council of Europe.
That's where you're busy at right now?
Yes, it's so.
After this conversation, you'll be, okay. Okay.
There will be a letter of demand. We ask the Council, please follow the decision of the European Convention, the letter and spirit, the implications and consequences.
Yeah.
And then another thing, but it's still possible for the Council to make its own appeal. I think it is given 2 months. It can no longer make any appeal on the question of facts, but on a question of law, it can appeal. So it has 2 months allowance. And let us say if it makes an appeal, we will answer, and then another round of legal fighting.
Don't you get tired of it?
But that's the system, you know. An issue is frozen.
The issue
about my being blacklisted is frozen in order to keep me blacklisted and oppressed, persecuted by the authorities.
Yeah.
So the system is still in their favor.
So the main reason why you think it's that hard to get off the list is that the EU follows blindly the US.
Yes, it's so easy for me to be on that blacklist because of the US telling the European authorities to put me on the blacklist, but difficult to get out.
Yeah, and when you walk here in Utrecht, do you think people in Holland see you as a terrorist, or do you think they see you as a victim of all regulation and of the civil war in the Philippines?
I think so many Dutch people sympathize with me.
They do or don't?
They sympathize, they support me. They see I'm persecuted here, no?
Yeah.
You see, and it's a long story of persecution. You see, many Dutch people would tell me, if you cannot be a refugee, who else would become who would be considered a refugee? And you know, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and recognized me as a refugee. The Raadvanstaten recognized me as a refugee, and even the REK recognized me as a refugee.
But the government says you're a terrorist.
Yes, it's the government that insists, oh, even if you are a recognized refugee, we don't wish to admit you. And they split the hair, they make a hair splitting with the recognition and actual and legal admission. And then there's another silly distinction, of course, no? No legal admission, but I'm de facto here.
Yeah.
And then I cannot be removed because of the European Convention on Human Rights. So the Dutch government puts itself in a foolish situation.
Yeah.
And then and now the Dutch government has again placed itself in a foolish situation by blacklisting me as a terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, terrorism is supposed to be a heinous crime. Heinous, a very, very, what do you call? It's supposed to be a horrendous, a terrible, a terrible crime, no?
Uh-huh.
Even more terrible than murder, because it's supposed to be the murder of so many. innocent people, no?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there are laws in Europe and in the Netherlands. You know, when you are accused of a serious crime, it's also possible that you are innocent. There is the presumption of innocence.
Yeah, here it is. In the United States, they do it in legal terms
because you know it's possible for you to be framed up, no?
Yeah.
In a criminal charge lesser than terrorism, the law allows you to defend yourself, no? While it may be proven that you have committed a crime indeed, it's also possible that you can be framed up.
Mm-hmm.
So you go through a process. What I'm driving at is when you are charged with murder, your name is not even supposed to be mentioned in the press.
and your name is everywhere.
The law prohibits the publication of the name of a person charged of murder. But in my case, terrorism is supposed to be worse than ordinary cases of murder.
Yeah.
My name, full name, is right
everywhere.
There,
yeah.
And anyone can go crazy. And then, whoa, this guy is so bad.
Yeah,
it can be.
Are you being secured here? Do you have bodyguards or something?
I make it sure that I am with somebody.
You do? Every
I have companions who have no arms except camera.
Yeah.
So if anyone is determined to kill me, he can kill me. So I don't have that much protection. No? But then I don't make myself available, no? To be pushed. I cannot just be standing close to the rails and then allow myself to be pushed. So I try to play safe within my modest means. No?
Yeah.
I'm not like officials of the Manila government, even abroad, they have bodyguards with hidden weapons. No?
Yeah. You don't have bodyguards and...
No bodyguards except having witnesses. With cameras at best, no?
And so why is that?
That will discourage someone who would want to kill me. But then there's really no way of stopping anyone determined to kill me.
True. It's true.
But you know, you can make it difficult. I don't feel harassed.
You do not seem that afraid to me, or is that just your?
I'm used to.
You just have a happy face.
I'm used to dangers.
You aren't.
As early as 1968, there was an attempt to kill me, no?
Yeah.
And make it appear as a ordinary crime, no?
Yeah.
I was surrounded by four men, no?
Yeah.
In a public vehicle, but I was able to.
Yeah.
So I still have some. The knife reached me here. Huh?
Okay, yeah. You got the scars of it.
There's still the evidence, huh?
Yeah.
Of a knife attack in 1968, no?
Yeah.
But I was able to parry and kick.
Yeah. So you're used to the threat and used to the. To the danger all around you, but
your opponents succeed, no?
Mm-hmm.
When you become too afraid, no?
Okay.
I'm not fond of saying I'm brave or what, no? I think it's. The courage comes from the moral conviction, not from any physical kind of bravado. No?
Okay.
when you believe in something,
uh-huh.
you cannot be. What's this? A cowed? No, you cannot be intimidated and be silent. No.
Do you speak any Dutch?
Some, but not so well.
No. But do you put effort in Holland or?
When I just came, I put in some effort by doing reading, but I did not go to a formal course.
Okay.
So what the little Dutch that I have, I pick up from what I hear in the in the pub, or from the subtitles.
Uh-huh. And do you?